following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for dialing us up, or for downloading us, for streaming us, whatever it is that you do. That's the question.
Hey, bro, are you you getting a lot of downloads?
Yeah, we get some downloads. But you know what we have learned? This is so true. For shows like this, you get a lot of streaming. A lot of people that are not downloading that much. They're streaming much. Downloading is handy on the mobile, obviously. And, you know, most, let's be honest here, most people are consuming this show on the mobile. On the mobile. Like, it's like, hey, it's like he's trying to be all slick over here. He's calling it the mobile. Because you don't want to use up your data while you're out, you know, driving around doing whatever it is that you're doing. So people will download this thing and carry it with them. And then when you're done with it, you just throw it away. You just delete it. You empty it out of your device. Unless you're like a lot of people who like forget, and then all of a sudden your phone fills up with stuff and you got to go through and clear it all out. Or there is this, the fact that there's a lot of people who will take this show and consume it on, well, I'll sound like the old guy, they're going to consume it on the stream. They're just going to stream it from whatever site, source, wherever, whether it's wherever it is. The website, radio-memphis.com, the blog. I don't know if you knew, but I have one of those. Blogspot, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. Then, of course, the host of the site, rickcheddar.podbean.com. Man, that's a hell of a plug, man. But, yeah, a lot of people will just stream it. I listen to a few shows. I do. I consume podcasts like the rest of you people. And but what's odd with me, I don't download a single one of them unless I know I'm going to be, I don't know, traveling. If I'm going to be traveling for a bit and I got some downtime behind the wheel of a car or in a plane or something like that, I'll download a few of them so I can consume them at my leisure. And then when I'm done, I just delete them and say, that's it. That's all there is to it. And I bring all this up because, The wife and I, the immigrant, she and I had brunch, as we do, you know, every weekend. And we were at Maximo's there on Broad. Great joint. And we sit at the bar when we go there. You know, it's what you do. We know the owners, we know the bartender, we're having a time. Eating a bite, whatever. And this lovely couple who we'd never met had come in and they were sitting next to us. I was seated to the right of my wife and this couple was seated to my right. So I'm kind of in the middle and I'm sitting next to this lady. Her name is Lisa and her husband, Randy. We'd never met them before and we became friends and all this. And we were having a conversation about certain things and they were asking me questions about who I was, who the wife was, what we did for a living. And of course the topic of this show came up. And Radio Memphis came up and she starts to ask me questions about what it is that I talk about. And I said, well, I talk about different things. Something I perhaps have encountered, a person, maybe these people who I'm speaking of now, and some other things that have happened. And my wife is explaining to these folks that, well, you know, Rick gets a little ranty every now and then because he's upset about something. And she, this girl, Lisa, she says, well, don't you ever talk about anything positive? I'm like, no, why should I talk? Because nobody gives a shit. No one's going to sit there and go, well, yeah, he's absolutely correct. St. Jude is a wonderful place. I mean, because that's what everybody says. I'm not going to sit there and go, fuck the kids. Fuck St. Jude. No one's going to. Who would say such a thing? You should talk about positive things in the world. Why? Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees on the positivity of things. Not, it's very rare, and it's an odd sort of circumstances that occur when somebody goes, wow, you know, how about that? The crime is down and nobody got shot over the weekend. I go, oh, fuck you. We got to step it up. No one does this. But if I talk about the way people are and point things out, that are necessary for those to be pointed out, then it makes you think. That's what I was trying to explain to them, and I don't know that, you know, here of late the show has gotten to be more more interview and entertainment and fun, which is fine. We have a great show for you coming up today, by the way. If you read the description already, then you know what I'm talking about. Boy, that's a cop out. Relax, if you haven't read it, I'll tell you in a minute. But the point of the matter is simply this. There's a lot of things that happen in this world. There's mostly bad news and some good news, which is fine. I mean, but the evening news, those of you that still look at that last bastion of television, the 10 o'clock evening news, you put that on and the first words that they tell you is good evening. And then they're going to tell you everything in the world of why it's not. And of course, around here, it's, we have breaking news. Every TV station in Memphis starts with breaking news. We have breaking news. As if I was like, oh, you have my attention now. I must pay attention to what it is that you're telling me that is breaking. Which is nothing. You know, it's something, you know, we have breaking news. A man bit a dog on Peach Street. And frankly, they wonder. The local television stations wonder why people are even watching this crap. The number one rated television news source since blah, 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 blah. Number one at what? Number one at being obnoxious? Number one at being silly? Look, I get it. The only useful thing about the evening news, and I'm gonna go right out here and say it. There's only one thing that is useful about the evening news. The only reason why it exists. They talk about the weather. That's it. That's the only thing that's good. If I want to find out what's going on in my city, I have the sum collective knowledge of all of humanity in the palm of my hand, and I can find out whatever I want to find out. If I'm upset because my utility rates are going up, I can find out why that is, and I can get that information immediately instead of this is an old favorite because it's true. Don't drink another glass of water till you watch our news at 6 p.m. Man, I'm going to get thirsty. And then they tell you, there is stuff in the water that comes from the plant and we don't know what it is. You could die of a brain-eating amoeba in your water and not even know it. Yeah, y'all are infected with the same brain-eating amoeba. Lord have mercy. Trying to justify their existence by scaring the crap out of people is, well... Personally, I disagree with that sort of philosophy with the way the world goes. But, you know, who am I? I'm just some hump with a microphone and an internet connection and because of that. But back to what Lisa and Randy were saying. I mean, they were fascinated about, they'd known me from the other radio station and they were like, well, we just got to get into the podcast thing. I've just never really sat down and discovered it. And I was like, look, lady. Podcasting shows like this have destroyed morning drive radio. They really have. The wacky morning shows. I was part of one. You know, the Chewbacca and Taco Pants or whatever his fucking name is. They're telling you this wacky stories. Bing, 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 bing. Woohoo! Yeah, it's morning time with the wake up thing and blah blah blah. Those shows are gone. They really are. And the ones that exist really have no bearing on anything anymore because it's all hackneyed shit. Now people have become a little more, I don't know, maybe a little more acerbic with their thought, you see. And they're like, well, maybe I could use this time more constructively. I could feed my brain with something that's a little more entertaining instead of, you know, whatever wackiness, you know, that is ensuing on FM drive radio. Where they could sit down and consume a show that fits them. Like this show is one of them. Another idea is, there's a ton of them out there. There's literally a million of these shows, and you can get whatever you want. And I was explaining to this couple, too. I said, look, you got to think of, you know, smart TV. Everybody's going, hey, man, smart TV is a shit. You know, it's everywhere. I can get everything I want. It's a la carte TV. It's great. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Yes, that is absolutely correct. But the same thing has existed in the audio world for a long time. Think of it as smart radio. See there? No one's using that. So here it is, right now. Rick Cheddar from Radioland has now coined the term smart radio. That's what this is. because you have a la carte stuff. Most of it's free. All of it's basically free. If you're paying for satellite radio, get your head examined, man. You don't have to do all this. So I'm explaining something. Pardon me, I'm getting over a cold. I'm explaining to Lisa and her lovely husband Randy about TuneIn, the app. A lot of people listen to the show on TuneIn. They listen to Radio Memphis on TuneIn. They listen to CNN. And she goes, "Can I get Dr. Laura Schlesinger on that thing?" And I looked at her and went, "Why would you want to?" But to answer your question, you probably can. I would think, but why? Hey, if you like Dr. Laura, go nuts. No, but that's just it. No one has to dictate to you what you want. You know, I kid, of course. You can listen to whatever the hell you want to, and it's all there. It's smart radio. It's there. You're not saddled with that antiquated box that's been in cars since a long time ago. You know, AM and FM radio. AM sounds really horrible. No, and it's all, you know, "Oh, Trump's God." It's that stuff. And then actually, it sounds more like this: "Oh, Trump is God." Because it's AM and it sounds like ass. FM, of course, sounds significantly better, but you're stuck with the FM stations in the city that you live in. And if you look at it, you're realizing that you're limited. You're very well limited. But oh Lord have mercy, smart radio happens. Things like TuneIn happen. Things like Stitcher and Player.fm. All of these, Radio Memphis, all of this stuff is there. And people, when they open up that door for the first time and they stick their head in and go, "Wow, what's here?" And they go, "Holy shit, I'm overwhelmed." And it's good. That's a good thing. How come you don't talk about anything positive? I just fucking did for the past 11 minutes and 30-something seconds. That's just how that works. Oh my God, you're so sarcastic. Yes, I am. My mother used to tell me that I was the only human that she knew of that drew a paycheck for being a smartass. And you know what? I'm damn proud of it. I tell you what, man. That's how that works. So nevertheless. Hey, kids, we got a hell of a show for you. Got a good friend of ours, a new friend of the radio station. His name is Kyle Roberts. Kyle is a very talented young man. Stepped into our studios, Pirate Radio Studios, Radio Memphis. Made an appearance. Came on and chatted a bit. A very lovely young man. Very talented young man. And somebody who has really grown as an artist. And he's very funny. And it was a great time. Jeff Janovitz and I visited with him on the Booze and Blues. We have it if you missed it. We're going to play it back here in a minute. We're going to let you listen to it. It was fun. It was a great time. And come to find out, he's a youngster. Well, of course, you know, he's down in the studio, and you know, he's like, I don't know, 20, 19, 18. He could be 12. I don't know. He comes into the studio, and he's got his guitar, and we're talking, you know, small talk before we get on the air. We're just, you know, just being, you know, guys. I said, "Look, if you're thirsty, we have a refrigerator in the studio." I said, if you're thirsty, there's some stuff in there. There's maybe a bottle of water. Grab a beer. There's plenty of beer in there. And I didn't even think about it. And he goes, "Well, I'm kind of young for that." Who gives a shit? I was drinking when I was like 14. You know, whatever. He's a good kid. But it was a lot of fun. It was a great conversation. And that's what's coming up out of the break. It is Kyle Roberts, a performance with his music and a conversation with his brain. It's a lot of fun, and it's coming up right after this.
Keep calm and haunt on with Historical Haunts, Memphis Haunted Tour Company, ancient burial mounds, yellow fever, maritime disasters, Victorian murders, and ghost stories are all a part of the Memphis dark history. Join Historical Haunts for a spirited night out on the Haunted Memphis Bus Tour, Haunted Pub Crawl, the Woodruff Fontaine House Ghost Tour, or one of our other spooky tours and events. Check out our website for all of the exciting ghost tours and ghost haunts at historicalhauntsmemphis.com.
I got a call from an artist yesterday who wanted to know if the thing was going to be canceled because of the weather. And I went, "Please, we cancel work days. We don't cancel play days."
Right.
You know, there may be 5 feet of ice, but by God, there's going to be a blues challenge happening on Beale Street this week.
I think it's become a tradition. Like, it's really always bitterly cold the week of the blues challenge.
Well, it's mid-January. Yeah. It all starts Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Well, I think there's actually opening ceremonies on Tuesday. There's some some stuff going on. But
we like release the doves and light the Olympic
exactly.
torch.
That's when the old blues man hobbles into town with his three-piece suit and his fedora to light the torch.
He flicks a butt into the garbage can and it comes up on fire. Yeah, that
spits some whiskey.
He spits some whiskey on it. There you go. Takes this ceremonial shot of MD 2020 and away we go.
But no, there is. There
that's how it should be done. By God.
The relay of the cigar.
Oh yeah, the cigar relay. You know.
So yeah, they actually start Tuesday. I think the competition starts Wednesday.
I got you.
Evening, and then Thursday, Friday, and then the finales are Saturday at the Orpheum, right?
Yes. Yeah, you and I are going to be down there for the week.
But there's a lot of stuff going on during the day. I was looking at the whole schedule. I didn't realize that they do like.
There's clinics and stuff.
They have clinics. They have the check. You know, the health screenings. They have.
Really, I can get my colon checked?
Yes.
Oh, right on.
I'll do it for free.
Okay. Right out of the break, Avril.
There's health screenings. There's, I think there's like some showcases, you know, some like the Women in the Blues things coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's always a big thing. Yeah. So that's fun.
We'll get into that later, I'm sure.
Well, the gentleman there sitting to your left,
yes.
Mr. Kyle Roberts, has joined us. He's been here before. I don't know. Were you here when he was in here before?
I don't recall.
Think so, no.
Kyle is
representing. Nice to meet you, Kyle.
Kyle is representing in the youth category. Is that what it's officially called? The youngsters.
That's what they're calling it.
But you're not like any part of the youth. You're not like. You know, you're not like nine. I mean, I offered you a beer earlier, for God's sake.
I'm 19.
Oh, well, see.
It's all right.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor,
exactly.
Rick.
Guilty.
Who needs laws?
Who needs that stuff? I was drinking long before that. But yeah, you're going to be playing, and your stuff is on Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday. I can't remember the time on that. Friday, yeah. For sure.
Well, that'll be fun, though.
Yeah,
this is your first time with it, so.
It's my first time, yeah.
Time
for everything.
So how did you get to this point?
How?
What brings you to the show?
What brings me to right here where I am?
Yes.
Well,
IBC.
The IBC. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
might as well tell them who your I guess your master is.
My master.
Your teacher. You told me earlier the guy that you've been spending a lot of time.
I spend a lot of time with again Sean Bad Apple.
Okay.
He plays on Beale Street a lot, and we've been doing a lot together. And he's been helping me out. Teaching me things and kind of being my.
It's great. It's a great teacher for that, man.
There you go. But, your Jedi Master.
Oh, you're my Jedi Master.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have much to do with how I got here. I just got an email from the Blues Society here. And they're like, hey, do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? So that's how I'm here.
They just invited you.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Eva is in the chat room. She says, "Hiya, Kyle." Will Roberts says, "What a cutie," with a heart thing there. And Eva says, "Haha, yes, he is."
Uh
oh. Right. Got a fan club.
Hey, he's trying to stay out of the trouble.
The night's still young, Kyle. Don't worry about it. You know, and he brought a guitar down here too.
I did. So
excellent.
So yeah, working with Sean. I mean, was it just something that you just kind of, you know, just hanging around down there and just run into him? Or
he's kind of a guy you can't miss.
It's so true.
His bright pink shirts and whatever. So
and the hat.
Yeah, and he when you're walking around, he'll call you out and just say, "Hey, you." And he'll pull you up there and start yelling at you. But we had met a few times before when I was going back and forth to Memphis.
Yeah.
And we recognized each other, and we started talking again, and we're going steady.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, Willie's taken by a bluesman.
So where are you going back and forth to Memphis from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, a town called Mauston.
So this weather's nothing. He's stripped to the waist.
You ain't from around here, are you, boy?
When the snow came, we closed down. I work at H. Schwab downtown. I got a call from my boss said, "We're not coming in. It's too dangerous." This is just Tuesday for us, okay?
It's just a random Tuesday,
Call off school if it's like...
Right.
The sky is falling.
Well,
unless you're in Hawaii, on a Sunday.
Unless it's missiles.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know.
maybe consider being inside, but.
Well, we don't, I guess they don't have the infrastructure here for like means, regular snow. Like, there's no snow plows.
Well, we don't really have like snow here either.
It happens like once. This is it, and that'll be it for the. We got the 2018 storm. Oh,
yeah. We got another one coming, I guess, Monday night. And but
well, yeah, I gotta see us.
But that's just it. There's no ice associated with it. I don't know. Technically, snow is ice. Blah blah. Shut up, sue me. But the
nothing like Wisconsin yet.
Well, no, but we get this frozen precip here where it's, you know, your car's encased in ice.
Right.
It takes a blowtorch to get anywhere you need to go to.
You gotta chisel it up.
It's a pain in the ass, and it's not that pleasant snow.
I left my ice scraper at home. I didn't think I'd need it, so.
That's what I have a Blockbuster card for.
Just use a CD case.
A CD case.
So a blues man from Wisconsin.
I suppose so.
How did you how did you come to the blues in Wisconsin?
It's hard, actually. In Wisconsin, it's really hard. There's probably five
blues
guys up there that play. There's probably a lot more than that.
Oh, there's more than that.
Yeah, you know, we've got a regular guest. You know Eric Hughes, right?
Yeah, Eric.
That's the only out of town gig he does is in Wisconsin.
Really?
Every summer. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot more. They're just not.
Yeah.
Out there doing a lot. The ones that are have gone farther than staying there.
Yeah, Eric plays. He does a thing up there every spring or summer.
Every summer, like he and Donna go up there. I think it's.
And they hang out in the one of the lakes area.
I think the hardest thing about it is when you go try to get a gig, people are like, "What kind of music do you play?" I'm like, "Blues." And they're like, "I don't think they'll like that." They just don't know they'll like that.
I don't think they'll like that. I do dubstep.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah, now you're talking.
I got some Dead Mouse.
Yeah. It's funny because back to Eric Hughes, I once asked him, he was playing a gig at Mulligan's out here, and I asked him, I said, how was that Mulligan's gig? You know, how was it bringing the blues to East Memphis? He said, man, the funny thing about the blues is people start shaking their ass to it. They don't know what kind of music it is. They don't care.
They don't care as long as they can dance to it.
Yeah, they're not thinking about what category they'd find it in at the record store, which doesn't exist anymore.
It's, yeah, because we just lost Spin Street, too, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
I drove by there today.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, yeah, I mean...
that hurt.
So, see, back in our day, you had to go to a store.
Oh, yeah, no.
An old man, all of a sudden.
You'd have to ask them.
That was my place for 45s, to collect 45s, because they had to...
He's a collector. All right, he's a collector, cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing. I mean,
so how did you become a blues collector? How did you encounter the blues?
How did I encounter the blues?
Decide you want to start playing it?
Well, actually, it's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah?
And, it's pretty much, well, the first time I'd ever heard blues, I was into jazz at a young age.
Okay.
And I listened to a lot of that.
Parents into jazz? Or?
No. It was just something I stumbled across that I liked. I think I read a book once that mentioned a song, and I looked it up, and I really liked it, and I just kept
going.
So,
like, classic stuff, like, from the 50s, 40s,
30s? 30s, 40s. Duke Ellington.
Ah, there you go.
My man.
Yeah. Duke.
Duke's the king.
Yeah.
And, I was at a flea market, I think, with my mom. She was doing something, shopping around or doing something. She works in a newspaper. She might have been working. I don't know. I was talking to this homeless guy who was sitting on top of like this terrible looking car. It was like hot pink. It was a hatchback. And he was playing saxophone.
Sexy.
Oh yeah. And I just got talking to him, and he kind of introduced me to a whole bunch of music, and he gave me a CD case full of like jazz records and blues records. And I kind of got listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it. And then I found a Muddy Waters album.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I listened to that on repeat till the grooves wore down. And just, I loved it. And I just sort of, I had always wanted a guitar. But my mom always said, no, you're not going to use a guitar. And one year, I found one in my mom's friend's garage. And I asked if I could have it. They gave it to me. And that was a mistake because now that's all I do.
What kind of guitar?
It was, oh, my God, it was some off-brand. It was like a Delta.
Is that the thing you had done here last time?
No.
It was about a year ago, I think.
That was almost a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
No.
It's this new thing you have over here.
That's a Gretsch, yeah.
That's a Gretsch.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, nice. Reach over and grab it real quick. He shows up with this thing without a case. I said, where's the case? And he says, it didn't come with a case.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a little parlor guitar there.
Yeah, so Gretsch.
Jim Dandy.
That's kind of a newer thing for them,
right?
It is. They've been doing these retro,
I
collect the old, like, Silvertone and K parlor guitars from the 50s.
Right.
And but they never, like, the thing about those is they don't age well.
No.
Right. They're made out of such cheap material.
But Gretsch, no, you can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with Gretsch.
It's not the same Jim Dandy we know.
I thought about that.
I wonder if he's ever thought about suing him. I'm curious.
Hey, Gretch.
Yeah, come on, Gretch.
Come on, Gretch. This is Jay, darling.
No, that's cool.
That's a nice guitar, yeah.
It's actually really nice. I really like it. Funny story about this guitar. It's going to sound weird. I got involved with a girl.
As usually happens.
She was from France.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's that jazz connection.
She was great. No, I had saved.
Drinking black coffee and chain smoking.
Cigarettes on filters.
Yes.
No, so I had been planning a trip to France to visit her for some time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had saved up a whole bunch of money. And then some crazy stuff happened. There's way too much to explain.
It was
insane. And well, pretty much her family is very religious. And they did not like that I'm not very religious.
I got you.
And there's a whole bunch
in
between.
Oh, you can fake it for ass. Oh, you know that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But
what? How do you think I've been married for 16 years,
kidding.
For God's sake?
It would have been so easy. Yeah, totally. That's totally what happened. Yeah, go for it. But that happened, and we were done. And I was like, oh, crap, now I got to do something that makes me happy. So I went out that night. I was like, I'm going to buy a guitar. And I bought this.
Wow.
And a whole bunch of other stuff, but this was the big thing.
Well, yes. Sometimes to wash that taste out of your mouth, you've got to have, you know, the right stuff.
So this was this still while you were in Wisconsin, or was this?
This was about a month ago.
Okay, so this is here in Memphis.
Yeah, here in Memphis. Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful guitar.
It's actually, I was surprised because I thought it would be a lot quieter than this, but it's actually got a...
Oh, it's got a big sound.
It's got a lot of tone to it,
It's got a real... My other guitar I use constantly, it sounds real pretty, right? And I've been playing this a lot, and I just can't put this one down. I can't pick that other one up. Where that one sounds pretty, this one just sounds nasty in a really good way.
Yeah.
Like the French girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty. We were talking before we came on the air about this, and the IBC is such a fantastic group. It's like a family reunion every year down there, that and the BMAs. But you're going to meet so many fantastic people from literally all over the world.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going to happen. So when you go out there and play, just do your thing. Don't put yourself under any pressure. Just play, have fun, have a good time. And I think that's – and people will see that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that'll be well, since you got the Jim Dandy there, you want to play a little something?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Let's do an original...
You're writing stuff too, right?
Yeah, it's an original song. I do write a lot, yeah. That's mostly what I've been doing lately, is sitting back and kind of trying to figure out what am I trying to do.
Yeah.
Stylistically.
Yeah.
And writing songs, and this is one I came up with. It was... a beast to come up with. It was the first time I had to learn one of my own songs. Because I put it together real slow. And I was like, I want to do this a lot faster. And I couldn't do it. So it took a long time. It's called Corncob Pipe. It's kind of a bluesy, bluegrass sort of deal. I've grown old, tired and gray. I just spend my lonely days sitting at home, crying all night, just a smoking my corn cob pipe. Why'd you go if you stayed? We could've spent our lonely day sitting at home, crying all night, just a smoking my corn cob pipe. Drinking my hair, skull and stick. Song in my cup is not all there. Might just be, haven't had enough. Might just be, I've had too much. sitting here drinking my beer, trying to forget how I loved you, dear. 3 years gone, all alone. Now this house just ain't no home.
You've gotten to be so much better since like the last time you were here.
Thank you. I have.
You've obviously been playing a lot.
I'm what a lot of people call a recluse. I sit in my closet. That's about it's
standard closet.
It's standard closet size.
Yeah.
And I just practice and bang my head against walls and get mad at myself and quit and do it all over again. And,
I like that tune has kind of an Appalachian thing going on. Obviously, a lot of bluegrass thing.
Yeah, a lot of bluegrass in there.
That Americana box, if you want to go that
I wrote that at a time I was listening to a lot of bands like Nickel Creek and stuff like that.
Right.
Kind of venturing into the bluegrass sort of deal. And,
I can see where you'd work out the chord progressions and then go, okay, I got to play this faster and faster. Yeah. And then you're working out the scales inside of that. So.
Yeah, I wrote it on a... we sell cigar box guitars at where I work at A. Schwab, and they're tuned to an open G chord, and they have four strings, and I initially wrote that for that as an instrumental sort of deal.
Huh.
And just kind of put it together, and that's that.
Yep. That's fantastic. Are you going to play that one Friday, you think?
I am going to play it Friday. I think I'm going to end the show with that.
That's a good showstopper. Yeah. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, you almost set that thing on fire. You were playing it so fast.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you very much.
I know, Jeff was over there. I think he was getting a little jealous of your ability. You kind of play a little bit. Yeah.
I can't do that Appalachian bluegrass style. That's.
I didn't think I could either.
Well, yeah.
It only took
old dog, new tricks, that whole thing.
Old dog's still a dog, I suppose.
See, look at the wisdom of this young guy. A dog is still a dog, you know?
Unless it's a dead dog.
Wait, way to bring the room down there, Kyle. Kid. No, that's good. So you do spend a lot of time, as a recluse, you do spend a lot of time writing and playing. And
I have I think I'm at like five just notebooks full of just songs that are just absolutely terrible, and like three of them in there are really good.
Well, and that's how it works, though.
You write a million songs and they all suck, and you have like three that are like, okay, this might be okay.
Yeah,
that's how the process works.
That's how the process works. Yeah. What's that called? The what do we call that in advertising? The law of averages.
Yeah. Or the process of elimination. But see, you may go back years from now, go back over to those old tunes and go, you may revisit them with a different light.
It's like a line you thought sucked. Like you write a song and maybe one part of it's cool. You go back and you use it for something else. And I've done that quite a few times, and I'm actually doing that right now at home, trying to put together a few more songs. I've been using a lot of foreign scales and stuff like that. Things like some Middle Eastern sounding stuff, and I picked up a whole bunch of kind of like world music records from the music store, and I've just been listening to that and kind of trying to pick up that and mix it into kind of blues.
So have you studied theory and the mechanics of it? You can read music or...
I went through a music theory class in high school for 3 days. It was the most boring thing I've ever done.
Really?
It was awful. Oh my God, I don't know if it was my teacher, I don't know if it was me, I don't know if I was doing something wrong, or they were doing something. It was the worst thing I've ever done. And so I can't read music for guitar. I used to be in high school band, I could play trumpet and read music for trumpet, I just haven't been able to transfer that knowledge onto that.
It's hard to read music for the guitar.
Yeah.
This guy does. He's
no, I know. I
you studied classical though.
Yeah, I studied jazz, but I learned how to read music. But I struggled to learn how to read music.
So a lot of how I learn and do that is just by listening on repeat and just trying to absorb the style and trying to figure out what notes really is going into that.
It's a thing you forget.
Yeah, well, it's another language. If you don't use it, you will sort of forget it. Yeah.
No, learning how to play it by ear, and like you said, the technique that it's, way that's it's been better,
more helpful to me. I think.
Yeah. You always learn the theory later, but
exactly.
Like you said about Appalachian guitar, you can learn it.
You can have people show you, and you can look at videos online, or you can do anything.
So you
and
do it just YouTube looks like these days.
It's they make it look so easy, and it's just hard to process what they're doing because it's so fast, and you have tons of things going on both hands too. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's not like those guys that wrote that stuff were writing it down either.
No, exactly. They were just playing.
they were just playing it. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's very traditional with the blues anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, do you do any recording?
I do like a little bit of home recording. I used to do a whole bunch of stuff, but I don't have the equipment anymore.
What are you recording on at home? What do you use?
iPhone.
iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
Really?
High tech, yeah.
Using what? The
voice band? Record.
Oh, just the voice record. You're not even.
No. I've been meaning to get my. I had a Yeti Blue microphone.
Yeah.
At home, something simple like that. Mean to get that. I typically use GarageBand because GarageBand's good enough to start on, really.
Right. So
it's good enough to get your stuff processed and put on SoundCloud and people to hear and whatever.
For sure.
And you're getting some feedback from that?
I haven't started all that yet.
Oh, you haven't started
that yet? It's in the plans. No, I do have a little bit on SoundCloud, but it's not anything I do anymore.
Right.
As there was an old me and there's a me now.
Yeah, there were a couple of discs that I got.
Yeah. And that's nothing to what I do because at that
point you've grown as a player. There's no doubt about it.
At that point in time,
got a French girl.
Oh yeah,
I know that French girl did everything. You need to bring her back down here. For God's sake,
he has grown as a player.
Yeah, well, I'd say so. Madame,
jokes can be made. No, but I at that point in time when I recorded that, I didn't sing at all. And I was just being told play what you know. So I always had that drilled in my head. So I only played what I knew because I was scared to venture out of that. And it's kind of.
But that's where you get good though. When you step out of it.
When you step out of it and you.
You got to go be uncomfortable for a little while. Yeah, yeah. You have to.
No, so I think to where I was then, I've made a lot of progress in it. It's really kind of cool. It makes me think about years to come. What kind of progress will be made? So,
for sure,
it's a wide open world, my friend.
Yeah, for better or worse.
For better or worse. How about another tune from you?
Another tune from me?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Do one of the slower ones.
It's up to you. Yeah.
My little gospel tune called "Walk With Me." Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. When I'm on pilgrim's journey, I want Jesus. Walk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Talk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Talk with me. When I'm on pilgrim's journey, I want Jesus. Walk with me. Thank you. Let me stand, Lord. Let me stand. Let me stand, Lord. Let me stand. When I'm on my pilgrim's journey, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Yeah, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Fantastic. That's brilliant.
Wow.
That's really, really good. How about that?
Thank you.
I have no words really.
Yeah, I didn't really expect that.
I didn't either, to be quite frank with you. But that's beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, because of the gospel influence in the from the blues is such a, or vice versa is such a huge thing.
It's another section of music I've been looking a lot into lately. Like a lot of guys like Mississippi John Hurt, guys like that.
Oh it's yeah.
It just clicks with me. It just feels like it's something that really I love. I love the sound of it. I love playing it. I think that's actually one of my new favorite styles of music. I'm not a praying guy either, really that much. But
that's how he lost the French girl.
Yeah, well, that's how he lost her. Yeah. Well, I remember our friend Bud Welch.
Yes, I was just thinking about.
He was really big into gospel as well, and played it so beautifully, and because it meant a lot to him to do that.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's something to be said for that because it does add so much.
There's so much meaning to those songs, and I think a lot of those meanings are universal. Even if you're not, I can't say I'm not entirely faithful, but it's just that that part of my life isn't as prominent as others, but the meanings in those songs, I mean, it can be universal. Like you walk with me, it's just asking for help, assistance, a little bit of guidance, in times of struggle, which we all have. I mean, everybody needs a little bit of that. So
I think so. I think you're correct in that. The youth showcases begin on Friday at 4:20 p.m. at various clubs up and down Beale Street during the IBC. So that's all I have on that. It's after the semifinals. The youth jam is B.B. King's Blues Club, and that starts after the IBC competition ends, and it goes late into the night.
Hey, Mark, could you tell us how that works? Does every blues society send a youth act to this for the showcase, or is this?
Well, I mean, we've not always had a youth.
Right.
To answer your question, every society or affiliate, they're surely going to try to get a youth representative. The Youth Showcase, by the way, is phenomenal. If you've not seen it, you guys really need to check it out.
Yeah.
But just like the self-produced CD, the solo duo, and the band, every affiliate can send that and a youth representative.
Okay.
I think a lot of people just don't realize it. That, the IBC encompasses all ages.
Right.
That's what's so neat about it. They're not shutting anybody out.
I think one year, but wasn't like we had the director from the Stax choir group? Or there was,
I think so, with the Stax youth.
Yeah.
Actually 2 years, the Stax youth group.
It's always hard for us to get one of the youth groups here on the Booze and Blues. Yeah. So.
I don't know what the big deal. We got clothes on, Rosie. What the hell?
So are you excited?
I'm very excited. A little bit of excitement mixed with a little bit of terror.
Yeah,
but it's got to be that.
You're representing all of Memphis. We're all counting on you.
Of course, yeah. This guy from Central Wisconsin lived in a cornfield, and
hey, look, it doesn't matter where you're from.
That's right.
It matters where you are at that
exactly.
moment. So
I think the first time I rolled into town, I was playing one of the first nights. I was playing at the Hard Rock Cafe at one of the Memphis Music Monday showcases.
Right.
And the guy said, he was like, "Where are you from?" I'm like, "Wisconsin." He's like, "No, you're from Memphis now."
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm from Memphis.
You're from Memphis.
It does happen here.
You're a Memphis musician.
Well, what brought you to Memphis? Was it the sound? Was it the music?
It was the music. I had a lot of cool opportunities going on, so I would travel back and forth from Memphis a few times. But yeah, it was mainly just the music. And I knew people down here in the music scene, so I thought it might be a little bit of a better choice for me. Right. Go where I know a few people, a little bit of a foot in the door. Yeah.
Well, now, like,
there's not a whole lot of opportunity up there for blues and stuff like that.
Well, like the man said, if you represented the Memphis Blues Society in the Youth Showcase, you're from Memphis now.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
You're a Memphian.
Yep. Welcome.
Welcome.
You'll get your welcome kit in the mail. And,
I'll be looking for it.
You get your street cred
does
here
it
in
come
a bit.
With a few you know, hundred bucks, I could use that.
No, actually, God, no. You have to pay us $20 yeah. for it.
Oh, wow.
It's Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis. Yeah, you get,
yeah, exactly. Before you leave here tonight, there's going to be, you know.
See Mark with your check. He'll be glad to hook you up.
He'll take care of you for sure. Oh, my God. Well, Kyle, listen, buddy, the best of luck with all this. And please come back.
Yeah.
We'll
be keeping an eye out for how this goes. Yeah,
You have really grown as an artist and as a player, and I'm rather proud of you for that. And,
well, thank you. Thank you.
And I want you to keep doing it. Don't quit, okay?
Right.
I'll do my best not to quit.
Yeah. No, you don't suck. Well, it's one of the rules That's around good. Here, you know. Yeah, you don't want to do that, so... thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
One of our dearest friends, Mr. Sean Apple, is here in the studio.
And that's most of the older men and women, blues men and women that I've been lucky enough to play with. For a long time, they've always treated me like family, and that's what I love about blues.
Yeah.
In general, like if we just mentioned the Rolling Stones earlier, I mean, if you're a fan of the Stones, you can't just go move into the Mick Jagger's house. But if you're friends and you love some of these old blues players, like you can just, you show up at their house and you literally don't ever have to leave. They're just, everyone's just so nice.
Well, what was it we heard at Furry Lewis? You'd show up with an uncooked Wendy's cheeseburger and a quart of 10 High. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Bottle of 10.
And a bottle of 10 High and get his guitar out of hock and he'd play with you all night long.
That's it.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
How about that business right there, right? Yeah. Kyle Roberts there, the old program. You heard what's coming up next time. I got to tell you, I'm not endorsing anything at the moment. But if you'd like for me to endorse your product, feel free to drop me a line. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. Boy. Gee, Rick, are you going to be that kind of whore? Yes, but I'm such a tasty, delicious whore. That sounded really filthy. Nevertheless, I wanted to tell you, and like I said, I'm just not an endorsement or anything. I got hip to a couple of things that I use. First of all, Moleskine books. I've been using those for a while. You can say Moleskine, you say Moleskine, whatever you want. The people that make them, they don't have a preference. It's the Moleskine. It's a hardbound book. It's like usually like a leather-covered type arrangement or vinyl of some sort. And they have lined and unlined, and I think they even have the graph inside. Whatever the case, I use those as notebooks. Because I take notes. I've tried to use like a tablet or my phone to like make lists and shit. And it's all well and good, but you find that you're sitting there using your thumbs to type away at whatever it is that you're trying to write, and it does a great job of organizing, and it's, but I don't know, I doodle a bit too, so anyway, I like writing instruments, and my favorite, of course, has always been the Bic pen, the blue Bic pen, the whatever that number, the medium of the clear the clear body on it, and it's a very simple pen. I like the way they feel. I always feel like I'm writing on a banana every time I write with one. If you've never written on a banana, you need to do that. I got hip to that a long time ago. Just try it when it's the most satisfying feeling in the world. On the skin, not on the fruit part, but just on the skin. Right, you know, this is my banana. Write that on a banana sometime. I swear to God, it'll change your life. It sounds stupid. Hey, Rick, are you high? Maybe. But I've also kind of gotten into the use of the four-color pen made by the same company. I'm not going to say them again, or I'm going to send them a bill. It's what blue, green, black, and red. Man, talk about handy, because I like to make notes in different colors. See there? And the mechanical pencil that is made by somebody else. I like the mechanical pencils. It's I don't know how I got turned on to it. I tried it, and you get like a pack of four for like $5 or something. They're yellowish. They're great. They're fabulous. And when they're used up, you can throw them away. It's Oh, I like the Ticonderoga number twos. Yeah, that's a great pencil. Well, I just personally like this mechanical number. It's Dee's been using them in her office or at the studio for years, and I've never handled one until I just kind of came across one, and now I've got it. So it's not hers, but I keep a jar. I have a jar of them on my desk. I keep one in my bag along with my four color pen, and I don't even know why I brought that, just to waste everybody's time. That's that's all there is. Look, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here, man. And shit to do. I got a pot to stir. I got somebody to anger. Got to talk about some shitty things that's happening in this world. I got to talk about y'all heard what's coming up next time on the program. Until then, please take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for Christ's sakes, stop shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.